This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Ken and Doug here for an hour, bringing you up to date on all the healthcare news in the medical journals this week. You can take your calls. And I hear Doug in the background.
I was dealing with an advertiser for the program, and I was so into, this is one of the things about being an entrepreneur in this business. You're an entrepreneur in the medical world. I'm an entrepreneur in the broadcasting world, and I run my own shop. I produce four different programs, including Good Day Health, which is your mainstay here, and the Good Day program, and DJV, and American Family Farmer, and the Countdown Show. So I am inundated all the time. Some people forget that I'm still on the air when they're pounding, okay, we got to get this job done. So excuse me for having that distraction for a second. How dare I be distracted? We get started into the flow of information and conversation with my favorite conventional doctor, Dr. Kenneth Kronhaus is here with us. Spend the hour talking about things that are of interest to your health, your well-being. We certainly have a lot of time for the issues that Ken brings up as he studies the journals, the health journals, the medical journals every week to bring us information on what will affect many of you, like menopause. Menopause is not just something that affects women. Take it from me. It affects men. You've had it in your life, Ken, I'm sure. Most men who are close to women that are in their 50s get an understanding of what it's like. I don't think we ever will. I don't think we ever can, because we're not there. We're not in it. We're not going through it. We can try to understand it. The worst mistake I've made sometimes in trying to make it better is to sometimes refer to things in a jocular way without realizing that it's not funny. You try to lighten the load sometimes, but it isn't fun. I mean, we can't possibly, you and I as men, cannot possibly understand, even if the woman that we care about is telling us what's going on, I don't think we can understand it. So I find it interesting here in this article that you cite about menopause and how it affects women who have not had children, as we get started here with the information flow. So what's going on here? What do we need to know? What do women who do not have children need to know about the onslaught of menopause?
Well, this comes out of the medical journal PLOS Medicine also in Human Reproduction. This week, the risk of premature or early menopause, Doug, is higher among women who began having menstrual periods at a young age and did not have children. And premature menopause is when periods naturally stop before the age of 40. Early menopause is when periods naturally stop when a woman is between 40 and 44 years of old.
Really? So it's might be 10 years earlier than might be the case with the normal circumstances of
menopause? Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Any side hints or information to pass along to men to understand this so that it's handled in a way that is appreciative of, you can't possibly imagine people going through those hot flashes and having to have a fan. Some women go through it, have a harder time with it than others, but it can be up and down depending on your cycle. There are just so many things, and it affects you, I'm sure. I know it affects your disposition, and I mean that in the kindest way, just because we don't. Maybe it's just we're not paying attention. I think women would say it's just another part of the old story of men not listening It's Mars and Venus, maybe. That's what it is. I don't know what it is, but I know that it is of concern and ought to be something that we all pay attention to, because we're all going through it together if we, you know, have those sorts of relationships.
Exactly. I think you just have to be aware of it, be a good listener, and understand that a lot of it's out of your partner's control, and anything you can do to make it a little more easy to go through is certainly will be appreciated.
Do you think that women earlier on, if they get this early onslaught menopause, 10 years earlier than those who have had children, do they take the same, do they get the same treatment, drugs and Chinese medicine or acupuncture, whatever it is that makes it better to go through this? Because sometimes it lasts for 4 or 5 years. I know I've read about some women that have had menopause lasted for 10 years.
It's variable, and each one's experience seems to be a little bit unique. And when it is early, yes, some of the usual attempts at lessening the symptoms can be tried, and also with the variations of success that one gets whatever age they have to go through menopause with. And I think for a while we were using too many hormone replacements, and then for a while we stopped using any because of dangers, and I think now we're trying to thread that needle and safely use the lowest dose of short-acting hormone replacement for the shortest period of time if needed, and not think that we can't use anything because of the safety issues. But I think there is now a happy middle ground that makes it for many women a time of their life that they can get through.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's cool. Let's pause for a moment, and then we'll get back to the there's a lot of information about cancer this week that I know we need to cover, Ken. But first, let's talk about how people, I guess when I see some of these things, some of these maladies, I wonder how much of it is affected by blood flow. And I don't mean that to be facetious. We all know that you and I talk a great deal about superbeats and how the way nitric oxide works gets more blood to your body, top to bottom. It's so good for you in so many different ways. But if you have maladies, oftentimes it's because of the restricted blood flow that happens, whether you're getting older and your arteries are getting harder, you got plaque in your arteries, whatever it is. But I think you can trace much of what goes wrong with our bodies to not having good solid blood flow. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. The body, all the organs of the body need a continuous delivery of energy supply, and this occurs by good circulation, and we have 60,000 miles of circulation throughout the body, and if this circulation is not in good function, then the supplying organ will be damaged, and that's why it's so important to keep the circulation happy.
Yep. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, get super beats. There's a rhyme in there somewhere that I think I missed. But anyway, the bottom line is understanding. Now, we've got this new part of the story from super beats, the nitric oxide and what comes of the non-GMO beets, the fact that they are the best vegetable when it comes to producing nitric oxide, which you say is the third, isn't it the third most important element? Or
it's third important gas of the body. You need a continuous remaking of nitric oxide so that the blood vessels will relax and also various organs in the body can talk to each other properly.
Mm-hmm. All right, so now let's move into just another bit of consideration, and that's their new product called Heart Greens, which is something that aims at making the heart healthier because of the combination of greens, not only nitric oxide production from kale and spinach and things like that, broccoli and asparagus and all of those other things, but the makeup of the blood, the red blood and the white blood. We talk about blood, yeah, you got to have it. Red blood feeds the body, but white blood cells protect the body, right? I mean, that's what the immune system is based on, and the white blood cells that you're getting pushed through your body as best you can using stuff like this. So your immune system is bound to be healthier using this product as well.
Absolutely. You need good number of well-functioning white blood cells in order for the immune system to protect you from foreign bodies and all the bugs that are out there.
Yep. All right, and this time of year especially, immune system is really important, but all time of year. Remind me to talk to you about the results of the blood test that you looked at, the Lyme disease, and how I think I've had this problem for years, and I didn't really know it because it hasn't been tested properly in my blood work until this year, and what that says about my immune system. So that's something. But I give credit. The fact that I've had, I'll just tell you that I've got a raging case of Lyme disease that I've had apparently for years, and it's just been detected again. And I think one of the reasons I've been able to fight it off is because I have a very strong immune system. And that, I will give credit to that, a lot of it to Superbeats, getting the blood around all over my body to take care of these things and fight what infections may be there. And you can have the same protection with Superbeats. Just call 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice. 800-655-4183. He talks to every single one of his patients about using Superbeats. So why not do what the patients who visit him in his clinic in Florida do? Get on the Superbeats bandwagon this week by calling 800-655-4183. Make yourself a promise. Do it right now. Superbeats, 800-655-4183.
Honey, would you like me to heat up some nuggets for dinner?
No, babe, it's a plate and night. A good enough dinner isn't good or enough. So plan for great with Plated. Plated nights will be your greatest nights. Because only at Plated.com can you choose from exciting weekly recipes the whole family will love. From twists on classics like saucy meatball sliders to adventurous dishes like steak tacos with chimichurri sauce. There's even dessert. So forget that extra trip to the grocery store. All the shopping and measuring is done for you and delivered right to your door. Plus, simple step-by-step instructions make prep fun. If you go to Plated.com now, you'll get $30 off your first Plated night. Pretty great, right? Get out of your what's-for-dinner rut and create the kind of nights you and your family crave. Go to Plated.com now to get $30 off your first Plated night. Don't settle for good. Plan for great. Head to Plated.com. For terms and details, go to PLATED.com.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. The Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus is known as the greatest show on earth. For a century and a half, its death-defying performances have dazzled audiences. But it's all about to end. The circus has announced that it will take down its big top for the last time this May. Why? Increased transportation costs and the difficulty of attracting a younger generation more fascinated with digital games are two reasons. And, according to sources like the Wall Street Journal, an expensive lawsuit by some animal rights groups is to blame too. The circus had to spend $20 million on lawyers for a lawsuit that was eventually dismissed. Let's be fair, the groups eventually had to pay back the circus $9 million. But it also took a lot of time and energy away from managing the circus, and it was just too much to overcome. Unfortunately, excessive litigation is now turning our justice system into a circus, and we have to wonder which American institution will fall next. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Hi, I'm Steven Singer. Yep, that's me, the I Hate Steven Singer guy. Speaking of hate, don't you hate to give your wife or girlfriend a bad gift? That look of disappointment in her eyes, it ruins the moment. So I've made it my mission to help guys everywhere avoid that look of disappointment. Roses are a nice gift until they end up in the trash a week later. But what if you could give her a rose that would last forever? Here's the solution. A real long-stem rose deeply dipped in 24-karat pure gold. It lasts forever. She'll display it all year long. Picture it. A real rose picked at the height of its beauty and then lavishly preserved in 24-karat gold. Voila! The perfect gift! Your 24-karat gold rose will arrive at your door in a signature gold gift box with your own personalized love note. Sound expensive? They're just $59. Call 888-I-HATE-STEVEN-SINGER or go to IHateStevenSinger.com. Order now and receive free shipping at IHateStevenSinger.com. The perfect gift at the perfect price. Just $59 at IHateStevenSinger.com.
Looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief. antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
After the hour, you're listening to the weekly Good Day Health program. One of the hours every week is co-hosted, actually the man in charge, man with the information, is Dr. Kenneth Kronhaus. Ken Kronhaus has a practice in Florida called Lake Cardiology, which you can access easily by dialing 352-735-1400. Those of you who are listening in Florida, anywhere in the Southeast, anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world, would do yourself a favor to enhance your knowledge of what's going on in your body. This guy's got it, and a lot of people from not only that region, but all around the country go for consultation. I'm a perfect example of that. Every year, I want to spend a day with Dr. Ken so that I know what's going on in my body. He's one of the top cardiologists in the country. All kinds of awards. He's a facilitator. He's an advice giver. He's a helper. He's handy. And you can get at him by dialing 352-735-1400. So if you want to go visit him, he'd like to see you. And you can take advantage of having the help that I so value myself. 352-735-1400. Okay. So I promised a discussion of cancer because there are several stories this week that have been profiled in the journals about cancer. First of all, the good news is that cancer deaths have declined, it would seem, Ken.
Yes, that is the good news. This week in the Journal of the American Medical Association, we learned that while cancer death rates have dropped 20% overall, Doug, in the United States since 1980, but high death rates persist in some pockets throughout the country. Death rates, they differ dramatically between different types of cancers, and certain regions saw great progress in reducing cancer deaths, and others fell behind. So the take-home from this is because lung cancer is the number one cancer in America. Don't smoke. Liver cancer is on the rise, so make sure the doctor keeps an eye on your liver. And also, there are some known cancer risk factors based on the most current knowledge, and as we said about it's smoking, also diet, obesity, and this combined with poor prevention programs may increase cancer cases. Just ask your Doug, your doctor, for you personally, this is all about personalized medicine, what are you as an individual, which of the cancers are you at risk for, of having, and then what kind of screening, what kind of prevention measures should be done to try to lower the risk. You know, Doug would have one subset. Kara, as a female, would have a different areas of her body that we'd want to screen for to prevent cancer. So this is all about individualized medicine.
So, you just said something about me. I've never really thought much about it. I don't really worry, using that word, about, I used to, as a younger person, worry about my demise all the time. Frankly, I don't really give it much thought at all. These days I get closer to it. But I wonder sometimes what it is, and I've said to you any number of times, use me as a guinea pig. Are there things that show up on the markers? We know that the sugar content is too high, so I got to do something about that to eliminate diabetes. And I had a little bit of an ulcer, things like that. But have you ever seen anything in my screening that would lead you to believe that I better be careful about something because there is a cancer risk?
No, you've had some screenings. You know, as a male, you've had, at your age, you've had the prostate screened for.
Yeah. And no problem there. That's a really low number.
And also, you know, as a farmer, you're at risk of skin cancer.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just getting into your birthday suit every once in a while and looking from head to toe at your skin. I mean, that's the best way to look at that.
I had one of the little pre-cancer on my face a couple of years ago, remember? And I was given a treatment to get at it and then the cream afterwards, and it seemed to have gone away.
Right.
So, but yeah, okay. It's good to just kind of know what it is.
But as a non-smoker, you're at low risk, but not zero risk. But you don't have lung cancer, but it doesn't run in the family. So, you know, that's not a risk for you.
28 past the hour.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minutes, I'm Tracy McRae. Palliative care versus hospice care. What's the difference?
Palliative care is for anyone that has been diagnosed with a chronic illness.
Mayo Clinic hospice nurse Margot Crocius explains palliative care focuses on the patient and family and their goals for living with disease long term. When things worsen, then hospice can take over.
When the patient gets to a point that chemotherapies, transplants, all of those things have not worked or are no longer going to work, then hospice team can step in because the hospice is more, according to Medicare, 6 months or less prognosis.
Nurse Crocia says that hospice, like palliative care, listens to the patient and allows the patient to self-determine how they want to live at the end of their life. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Stephan with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, at your service and on your side. We're talking about death, in a manner of speaking, the passing of Mary Tyler Moore, what people are dying from, of, if that's how you want to look at it, the death rates in our country. We were talking about various cancers and how did we get into cervical cancer and how the...
We have yet to do that.
Why don't we talk about that for a second? I also want to mention the fact that Governor of Minnesota this week, Mark Dayton, revealed that he had cancer, prostate cancer. He's 69 years old. He collapsed at the end of his State of the State address. He was told that when he was on, he was out for a time. He just fell down. So you got to wonder. I was sort of surprised to see that, Ken, in that if you have, apparently doctors said that he had elevated PSA levels during his physical a couple of weeks ago, and now they're finding a tumor and biopsy and that kind of stuff. But usually prostate cancer doesn't present like that, does it? Like just pounce on you?
Well, I'm trying to put that together as a single unifying diagnosis, and it may be not, we may not be able to, but if he had prostate cancer, an advanced type that was metastatic to the brain, maybe you could put it together that way.
Mm. Well, yeah, I mean, but he'd have to have not had a lot of checkups because prostate cancer doesn't creep. I mean, it doesn't just jump.
Well,
you don't have it and don't have it.
Prostate cancer is very unpredictable. There are types that never creep up on you till you die and you expire due to something else because it's so slow growing. But there are some prostate cancer types that are very, very rapidly growing and will get you before you know it. And
really?
Not to scare anybody, but prostate cancer is not a single entity. It's very unpredictable. Fortunately, most of it does not act that way, but some of it does.
Yeah, I think once in a while there's a lot of misinformation about things like this, confusing information. There were those who said don't get the PSA test because it doesn't really do you any good. I have found, and you have urged me to have it. I don't think we do it every year, but I feel satisfied when I look at the number and see, that it hasn't really moved very much over the years that I've been seeing you.
Absolutely, and I think most of the urologists, if we think about the individual patient, are still very much ordering PSAs and troubled by the controversy that is out there about PSA.
Mm. He laughed about it. The governor Dayton said, there are no prostate, I don't have brain cells in my prostate, in understanding how this all took place. But anyway, it's something to pay attention to because people are, he's not my age and you're a little younger than I am. But this is something that you don't mess with, frankly. All right, so we move from that and the governor to the overall information that's been presented this week about cervical cancer and what's happening there and what we can do to prevent having this happen to us.
This observation was reported this week in the medical journal, Doug, called Cancer, that the risk of dying from cervical cancer might be much higher than experts previously thought. And there have been some well-known people reported recently who've had this, unfortunately. And women are encouraged to continue recommended cancer screening. The American Cancer Society recommends that women begin cervical cancer screenings at age 21 by having a Pap test every 3 years. Then beginning at age 30, women should have a Pap test combined with an HPV test every 5 years. That's the virus that is associated with cervical cancer.
I didn't hear all the last part of that. I don't know whether Kara, is that me or him? I didn't get the last part of what you were just saying. What's the last sentence of that?
Beginning at age 30, after the initial screenings at age 21 begin, and you do it every 3 years, for women beginning at age 30, they should have a Pap test combined with HPV, that's the human papillomavirus, test every 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now, there's a study out, the study maps of death rates of people in the various regions of the country. I don't know whether you saw that. This was more of a focus. There was a lot of focus on cancer. There are 3 decades of information in this study. And what kills Americans across the country differs widely depending on where you live. I don't know that there's any surprise there. This is the first kind of examination that has been done like this in these large numbers. Let's see, mortality rates for cardiovascular disease, which is your specialty, highest in the southern half of the country. Mississippi is number one. And basically, I'm looking at this map, it looks like the southern half. So the Mississippi River is the western border, and the sort of Mason-Dixon line is the north-south border. So there are a lot of people dying. You're in the right place to service those who have heart disease.
That's the so-called stroke belt.
Yeah.
And it's always been a curiosity why there's this increased incidence of stroke in that area that you just described. And people think that it has a lot to do with the traditional southern diet and increasing the blood pressure and leading to some obesity and all the havoc of more high blood pressure, high blood sugar, high cholesterol, and all the things that just add up to circulation issues and heart attacks and strokes.
Do you ever feel like when you talk to your patients that you're screaming or howling at the moon? You tell them, you know, the howling at the moon is basically saying the same thing over and over and over and over again.
Depends on the patient. Many are ready to change their ways and make huge adjustments in their lifestyle, but some just aren't, and often it takes some scare in their life to do it. But, you know, I tell people the best drug that I recommend to anybody is exercise, and lifestyle for preventing circulation issues is absolutely the number one way to go, and much of it can be prevented by changes in lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Deaths from liver diseases and alcohol are in the Southwest, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, California, in the desert. Not in the cities, but in the deserts. It seems that, why would that be? People
just love the adult beverage.
Well, Hispanics, and this doesn't sound politically correct, but my understanding, my thought, I'm already getting ready.
I'm not going to touch this one.
So, I'm going to say it anyway. Hispanics and Russians or Slovaks seem to have a propensity for alcohol. And I would guess, I mean, there are just a lot of people. Look at the, there's another politically completely incorrect or whatever. It is what it is. All of the problems that we have with illegal immigrants coming in here, getting drunk and drunk driving deaths and that kind of stuff, it sort of highlights these areas and why there's more drinking there than there is. And so that's, if you've got, what do you call it, what do you call the southeast is what belt?
It's the stroke belt.
The stroke belt, all right. So then the southwest would be what? It's the alcohol belt or something along the line. Alcohol causes cirrhosis of the liver. What other problems do you have from drinking too much? Heart doesn't do the heart any good.
It doesn't do the heart any good. It can lead to excess cancer, especially breast cancer.
Yeah. Here's the Dakotas now, moving around, looking at this map of death rates in the country. Dakotas, number one cause of disease is from liver ailments, which is also something that happens when you drink too much, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. If you live up in those places this time of year, woof. All right. It's just anyway, the report breaks down mortality rates in different categories, and heart disease, cancer, things that are lead that you have problems with that have to do with what your lifestyle is, what you just said. I mean, there's nothing here, even though you look at the stats maybe differently, there's nothing different here from what you've been saying. It's how you lead your life.
If I can just leave an impression, which some continue to resist, but it really does matter how you live your life, how your health will end up. You have a big, each one of us have a big impact. So there are some things which we can't prevent. They're wired in, they're genetically programmed, and you know, your body makes too much cholesterol, you know, and you have genes that just are there that are too productive, too effective at making cholesterol. There's not much that you can do about that other than tamp it down a little bit. But there's a lot of issues that are not due directly, absolutely, to genetic issues, but to environment, to lifestyle, and you can have a huge impact. And one of the biggest is just getting your weight down to ideal body weight, and that mm-hmm. has a huge amount due to the environment, your lifestyle. Yes, there are genetic subgroups that make it harder to lose weight, no doubt about it, but that doesn't mean that we all can have a big impact on it. And just amazing how your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, your joints, your whole body will work so much better if your disposition will change if you just get closer and closer to ideal body weight. It can be done at any age, although it's harder when you get older. It can be done.
All right, Tim, words of encouragement from Dr. Ken at 45 past the hour.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Benetrans Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Benetrans works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need, quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrans.com. Benetrans.
All right, a couple of minutes here as we have time for a discussion of Lyme's disease. I promised that we talk about it a little bit here. I had renewed interest, if that's what you want to call it. I don't know if it's renewed interest or because I have to. Being on the farm, I'm subject to a lot of things like ticks. And about 10 years ago, I think, Ken, when I first started to see you 10, 12 years ago, I had a wild dosage of Lyme disease. And it was taken care of. I think you gave me the prescription at the time for doxycycline. That gets rid of it, supposedly. We had this latest example when you and I visited in Meredith in December, and we both had a little bit of sign, but mine was really strong. And so I followed up on it, I have a wild, strong dosage of it. And to the point, I've got to go on a one-month protocol with this stuff, and I'm not really feeling any differently, but he talked about my white blood cells, my other doctor, Bordigan, so I wonder, we talked about the function of super beets and how it gets the blood around. It isn't just the red blood you need, the white blood you need for your immune system, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And is that why I haven't really noticed it, because I have a strong immune system?
Well, it's an interesting situation. You were treated effectively with a course of doxycycline, 21 days. You know, sometimes people are recommending now 10 to 14 days, but you had a good 21-day course, and you did not subsequently have any symptoms of it, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so I imagine you were re-exposed to it. You had another infection that maybe you just weren't aware of.
Yeah, and so, but I haven't noticed it hasn't dragged me down like the first one did. Is that because my immune system is stronger than the average bear?
Hard to know.
Yeah, well, I'm thankful that it hasn't dragged
me down. It certainly helps. It doesn't hurt, but it certainly helps. And
keep your immune system strong. That's the bottom line. And by the way, doing that, you can get a lot of help from Super Beets, which you can get from Ken's advice, 800-655-4183 for that product.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For our weekly visit, the input from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, so valued here on the program because he has insight into what's going on in the medical world, the conventional medical world. And number one on the hit parade, this conversation about Mary Tyler Moore, the fact that she had stage one diabetes, Ken. So let's differentiate between stage one and stage three and how stage one affects one versus stage three. Can we do that? Type three?
Sure. Diabetes, Doug, is a group of diseases that affect how your body uses blood sugar or glucose. Glucose is an important source of energy for the cells of the bodies. And there's type 1 and type 2 diabetes, if I may just say a little differently. Yeah. And type 1 is the type that usually occurs early in life. Your body actually doesn't make insulin. Insulin is the hormone in the body that helps the cells bring blood sugar into the cells. You need it. If you don't have it, your blood sugar is sky high. And then type 2 diabetes, not the type that Mary Tyler Moore had, is the type that usually comes on a little older, usually when you're obese, but not always, where your body actually makes too much blood sugar, but it's just not sensitive to it, and the blood sugar gets higher and higher because your cells are just not sensitive to the excess insulin that occurs. That's type 2 diabetes. And these both diabetes, which are associated with a high blood sugar, can be causing an enormous number of problems. Ironically, there's an article out just in the medical journal the day of the announcement of the death that diabetes kills more Americans than had been thought in the past. that diabetes actually causes 12% of deaths in America. That makes it the third leading cause of death after heart disease and cancer. The number of Americans, Doug, with diabetes rose nearly 300% between 1980 and 2014, from 5.5 million in 1980 to almost 22 million in 2014. I think that's probably mostly due to the obesity epidemic, but the complications of diabetes is what kills Americans. It just destroys the circulation, the 60,000 miles of circulation that you have in your body. It destroys it everywhere in the body, so you get heart disease, you get nerve damage, kidney disease, eye damage, foot damage, all these problems. You can get skin conditions, hearing problems, and even Alzheimer's disease.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Isn't that amazing how little we know sometimes about things that are so important to us? So it's good we have you and the skills that you bring to the table to look at this information and translate it for us so we can understand how to apply it. Basically, what Ken is saying, if I can take my takeaway with it, is you eat too much sugar, which creates at least type 3 diabetes, and you're in trouble. But I don't really know that I've taken away what causes type 1 diabetes.
Let's talk about type 1 and type 2. I'm not so sure about type 3, but type 1 and type 2. Type 2, where you have too much glucose in the blood sugar, is actually mostly due to excess white flour intake in your diet. So the bakery goods, the white flour, and then becoming obese. That's usually what you see with type 2. Type 1, you're just not making insulin. We really don't quite understand what causes type 1. Many think that it's some sort of virus that you get that attacks the pancreas where the insulin is made, and you just don't make enough of it. Type 1 is not as well understood, whether it's genetic, whether it's environment, whether it's autoimmune. It's just an active area of study, and it's probably some sort of combination of environment, autoimmune, and viral cause.
Yeah, combination of things. Quickly, the talking about one's, in essence, body mass index. If you're pregnant and you're overweight, or you have a sort of disproportionate body mass index, apparently, according to a study that I'm seeing you've overviewed, it doesn't affect your child.
Exactly. PLOS medicine this week, being overweight or obese during pregnancy, has been shown to cause the birth of heavier babies. However, it appears that it's the mother's genes, not pregnancy BMI, which is connected with the obesity risk through lifetime.
Dr. Ken Krona is brought to us by the folks who bring you the way to open up your blood channels, open up your arteries with Superbeats. Superbeats works so fast, gives you the results you can feel in terms of energy and stamina. If you haven't gotten Superbeats yet, get on to this all-natural way to energize yourself and make your body much healthier. 800-655-4183.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.